Next, we will learn the 8th verse from the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is the name of the 12th chapter?
Bhakti Yoga.
Mayeva.
Mayeva. Mayeva. Mayeva.
Mana.
Mana. Mana. Mana.
Adatsva.
Adatsva. Adatsva. Adatsva.
Mai Buddhim.
Mai Buddhim. Mai Buddhim.
Niveshaya,
Niveshaya, Niveshaya, Niveshaya,
Nivasishyasi,
Nivasishyasi, Nivasishyasi, Nivasishyasi,
Mayeva,
Mayeva, Mayeva, Mayeva,
Atha Urdhvam,
Atha Urdhvam, Atha Urdhvam, Atha Urdhvam,
Nasamshayaha,
Nasamshayaha, Nasamshayaha, Nasamshayaha.
Any doubt? Atha Urdhvam, that one? Atha Urdhvam. Nivasishyasi. Nivasishyasi. Adatsva. Mana Adatsva. Urdhvam. Atha Urdhvam. Buddhim.
Mataji, last line, last
word. Samshayaha. Okay. Samshayaha. Okay. So you all got the words now?
Hare Krishna.
You all got it?
Okay.
Yes.
Fourth line, second word.
Urdhvam. Urdhvam. Mayeva mana adatsva.
Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayeva mana adatsva.
Mayi buddhim niveshaya.
Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Mayi buddhim niveshaya.
Why there is no energy in the class? There should be energy. Krishna should hear. Okay? You had your breakfast, no? All of you? You didn't have? You had, no? Okay. Mayeva mana adatsva.
Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayeva mana adatsva.
Mayi buddhim. Niveshaya.
Mai buddhim niveshaya. Mai buddhim niveshaya. Mai buddhim niveshaya.
Nivasishyasi mai eva.
Nivasishyasi mai eva. Nivasishyasi mai eva. Nivasishyasi mai eva.
Atha urdhvam na samshayah.
Atha urdhvam na samshayah. Atha urdhvam na samshayah. Atha urdhvam na samshayah.
Okay. I'll recite the whole verse. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Nivasishyasi mayeva. Atha urdhvam na samshayah.
Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Nivasishyasi mayeva. Atha urdhvam na samshayah.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai!
Just fix your mind.
Just fix your mind.
See what Krishna is telling. Now all of you listen carefully. Just fix your mind.
Just fix your mind.
Upon me.
Upon me.
Upon me. Who is this me?
Krishna.
Yeah. See that M is capital. When you write in English in between, anytime you write capital, what will happen to your teacher will give you? Zero. Isn't it? But here, see M is coming capital because it is referring to Krishna. Whenever it comes him, his, me, and any, when it refers to Krishna, it becomes capital. Okay? The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And engage
all your intelligence
in me.
In me.
Thus
you will
live in me.
Always.
Without a doubt. Okay. So here, basically what Krishna is saying, fix your mind upon me. Now, how can you fix your mind upon Krishna? By chanting. Okay. So by chanting, by remembering his pastimes and all these things, you can think of and by doing this, what will happen? You will live in him. Basically, for this, like you people, now all of you, every day, regularly you people are coming and you are reciting all these shlokas. What you are doing is, you are using your intelligence also in learning, in worshipping Krishna. It's same, like you reciting Bhagavad Gita shlokas or bhajans and a priest offering flowers to Krishna. It is same. Are you following what I am saying? So this is same, there is no difference. And then also in this regard, this Kunti Maharani's prayers are there. See, in this page itself, you need not turn it, I'll just tell you, otherwise you will take time in turning the pages. You please wait afterwards. Priest means pujari. 37. No. See, if you see in Kunti Maharani's prayers, it's so beautiful. She says, Tvayi me ananya vishaya matir madhu. I told na after this thing. Tvayi me ananya vishaya matir madhu pate asakrit rati mudvahata dadda gange vaugam udhanvati. That is Madhupate. She is saying, O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges. Why Madhu? Madhu means honey. And Krishna, he is so sweet. He is more sweeter than the honey. That is why Vallabhacharya has written a very beautiful song describing everything sweetness about Krishna. So, O Lord of Madhu, all of you repeat, O Lord of Madhu. Repeat from your heart. Say from your heart. These are all prayers. Say from your heart. O Lord of Madhu,
O Lord of Madhu,
as the Ganges,
forever flows,
to the sea,
without hindrance,
let my attraction,
be constantly,
drawn unto you,
without being,
diverted,
to anyone else.
So you know Kunti Maharani, you know what is a prayer? Have you seen Ganga flowing up from the mountain? It comes in full force, isn't it? It is, I mean, that full force. Like that she is saying, let my heart get attracted to you, Krishna. What a beautiful prayer, isn't it? The way the Ganga flows with full force, let my mind get attracted to you, Krishna. Without any deviation, let me not get attracted by cricket, let me not get attracted by cinemas, let me not get attracted by film songs, let me not get attracted by all this pani puris, bhel puri, all these things, all these different things which are distracting my mind from you, Krishna. All this, isn't it? When we go outside, we decide, yes, from today we are going to chant. And we go home, we see some stupid movie and immediately our mind is changed. Isn't it? That is why let my mind not get distracted by all these things. Let it only get attracted by you. What a wonderful prayer. This way your mind will be engaged in Krishna. Also, like see, this all is the process of bhakti. In engaging your mind and intelligence in Krishna means what? That is your doing bhakti. So, for this, if there is a bottle of honey, and say you do a PhD in studying about that bottle. And this bottle is like this, and this the color of the honey is like this, and its texture is like this, and all about it. You do a PhD study about the honey bottle, right? And you do make a full book about it. What is the use if you have not even tasted it? Isn't it? You have to actually open the bottle and take the honey and taste it, isn't it? Then you feel the taste of the honey. So, if you just see the bottle outside, are you going to experience the honey? No. So, until and unless you don't do bhakti yourself, And how can you all do bhakti? By chanting one round every day. Every day in the morning you should get up, brush your teeth, take your bath, come outside, go in front of Krishna, chant your one round. After taking bath, immediately every day one round you should do. One or two rounds. And then offer obeisances to your parents. Every day you should offer obeisances to your parents. If you do one thing, this one year you practice this. Every day after, no one should, you don't listen to anyone. You just do these things. Get up, brush your, and get up early. Don't get up 9 o'clock. Okay, get up early, at least 6 or 7 max. So get up and then chant one full round or two rounds, whatever is possible. And then you offer obeisances every day to your parents. And not like this. Full danda pranam you should do. Full danda pranam you should do. And then after that you water tulsi, put 3 spoons of water in tulsi. And then you go to school. No one will come and do dishum to you. Your friends sometimes are more powerful than you, isn't it? Then you get scared of them, isn't it? But then if you are chanting the names of Krishna, what will happen? They will get scared of you. Because it has happened in the Back to Godhead magazine. It has come once that many incidences are there. Like somebody was going through the forest and what happened? She was a devotee. Everybody was scared to go to through that place. But that day it became very late. Our ISKCON programs, sometimes it becomes very late in the night. So she was going. Everyone was scared to go through that place because there were some demons over there. In your term, some terrorists, you can say. So he was there. So every day they would, people would get scared to go from there. But this lady, because she was a devotee, she just went from there. And nothing happened to her. Then everyone were surprised. The next day they asked her, she said she was not. But then somebody went and asked those people that how is it that she was unaffected. They said, because I saw two people accompanying her when she was coming. And who was those two? Chaitanya and Nityananda. When you start chanting the names of Krishna, Chaitanya and Nityananda come along with you. And not only that, when you chant the names of Krishna, Sudarshan Chakra, you know, Lord Sudarshan Chakra, it is there with you all the time. If anyone comes, it will take care. That is the power of chanting Mahamantra. That way you should fix your mind. You should not sing film songs. If you sing film songs, your brain becomes dull, your intelligence is lost. But if you practice Krishna consciousness, your cells become so active. And you will perform very nicely in your school or wherever you go. Okay? So that is the meaning of this.